Chapter 16. Reflex Decision. "So," says Billington, pacing out a lazy circle on the deck around me, "the rumors of your resourcefulness were not misplaced, Mr. Howard." He flashes a cold smile at me, then goes back to staring at the deck plates in front of his feet, inspecting the wards around us. After a few seconds, he passes out of my field of vision. I can feel Ramona flexing her arms against the straps. A moment later, she spots him coming into view. Two more of the dentist's chairs are mounted side by side, facing in opposite directions, on the same pedestal in the control room. Billington probably gets a bulk discount on them at villainsupply.com. Unfortunately, he's also got Ramona and me strapped to them, and an audience of about 50 black berets who are either brandishing MP5s or leaning over instrument consoles. These particular black berets are still human, not having succumbed to the dubious charms of Johanna Tote, but the freshly painted wards, inked out in human blood, sizzle and glow ominously before my Tillinghast-enhanced vision. "Unfortunately, your usefulness appears to have expired," says Ellis, walking back into view in front of me. He smiles again, his weird pupils contracting to slits. There's something badly wrong about him, but I can't quite put my finger on it. He's not a soulless horror like the zombie troops, but he's not quite all there either. Something is missing in his mind, some sense of self.
"Shame about that," he adds conversationally.
"What are you going to do to us?" asks Ramona.
"I really wish you hadn't asked that," I tell her silently, my heart sinking.
"Bite me, monkey boy. Just keep him talking, okay? While he's monologuing, he isn't torturing us to death."
"Well, that's an interesting conundrum."
Billington glances over his shoulder at a clipboard-toting minion.
"Would you mind finding Eileen and asking her why she's late? It doesn't normally take her this long to terminate an employee."
The minion nods and hurries away.
Following the logic of the situation that prevailed until I ended the invocation field by sinking the Mabuza, I ought to have you tortured or fed to a pool of hungry piranhas. Fortunately for you, the gas should be fully dissipated by now. I'm short on torturers, and urban legends to the contrary, piranhas don't much like human flesh.
He smiles again.
I was inclined to be merciful earlier. I can always find a niche for a bright young manager in quality assurance, for example.
I shiver, half wondering if maybe the piranha tank wouldn't be preferable.
Or for a presentable young lady with your talents.
Then the smile drops away like a camo sheet covering an artillery tube.
But that was before I discovered that you,
he stabs a finger at Ramona,
were sent here to murder me, and that you,
I flinch from his bony digit,
were sent here as a saboteur.
He hisses that last, glaring at me malevolently.
Saboteur?
I blink and try to look perplexed. When in doubt, lie like a very flat thing indeed.
What are you talking about?
Billington gestures at the huge expanse of glass walling the control room off from the moon pool.
Look.
His hand casually takes in the huge skeletal superstructure hanging from the ceiling by steel hawsers, its titanium fingers cradling a blackened cylinder with a tapered end. Jennifer Morgue II, the damaged Thonian weapon. An odd geometric meshwork scarifies its hull. There are whorls and knots like the boles of a tree, spaced evenly along it. From this angle, it looks more like a huge fossilized worm than a tunneling machine. It's quiescent, as if dead or sleeping, but I'm not sure. The Tillinghast resonator lets me notice things that would otherwise be invisible to merely human eyes, and something about it makes my skin crawl, as if it's neither dead nor alive, or even undead, but something else entirely. Something waiting in the shadows that is as uninterested in issues of life and death as a stony asteroid rolling eternally through the icy depths of space, pacing out a long orbit that will end in the lithosphere of a planet wrapped in a fragile blue-green ecosystem. Looking at it makes me feel like the human species is simply collateral damage waiting to happen.